Where we last left off in Coriolis Monument.
You find yourself drifting through space, that tracking meme getting closer and closer. You slowly move towards the blip.
Gentlemen, let us attack!
Flashing across your screen, Jafar, they're trying to lock onto you so they can shoot you.
Attack!
I'm going to shut down their torpedo bay.
As Walter pulls in and they're pulling out, you get a direct shot pretty much right up the ass of the ship. You're down there in engineering and you just sparks start flying everywhere and your reactor just start spitting out smoke.
What are y'all doing up there?
Attack!
Attack!
This torpedo impacts the bell of your ship.
Why don't you repair the ship, Rebus?
I'm trying.
It's like you're running into those torpedoes.
Walter Wagon successfully pulls up alongside, and you see docking station shoot out of your ship and just latches onto the side of this ship, onto the airlock.
Gear up.
And welcome to the Rollmageddon podcast, the Coriolis Monument campaign. We are now in episode number 8. We just finished recording episode number 7 and are moving on to make a second episode in the same day. That's crazy. Maybe I'll have time to do something other than just fucking record and edit and go, I don't know, dance in a field of daisies. Go skinny dipping in a pond.
Listen to K-pop.
Listen, I get that every day you work, Stevie. Every keep one. Anyway, I'm Jason. I am the Game Master, and here are four people who are going to get shot at a lot tonight.
Hello, I'm Jordy, playing Jafar Telai, the Data Spider Data Gene.
Stevie as Jun Collage.
Ali as Zulfikar.
And Sam as Rebus, the mom with claws.
That's right. You have to bust out the Wolverine claws while being sober. This should be fun.
Mama claws.
Mama claws. Bear claws.
So what do we got here? 13 darkness points left over. The first time we've started this game with less darkness points than the previous game. Because you guys just keep feeding them to me. But I had to spend a lot to keep my fucking pirate or my slaver ship together last game. However, that didn't work. Because last time... did a little shopping, leveled up, you know, fun stuff, made talismans, blah, blah, blah. Found your prey, a slaver ship. I keep forgetting you guys are the pirates. You're not attacking pirates. You are the pirates.
Yar.
I mean, they're slavers, so they're like people pirates, which is worse.
Yar?
Yar?
So you found the Primal Star, the slaver ship, and exchanged a lot of fire with it. Lots of things exploded, lots of things were repaired, and then exploded again. There were torpedoes fired, there was some aggressive docking, and eventually you managed to latch onto the airlock and are now getting ready to storm the other ship. Let's get right into it. What is the plan here? You have just aggressively docked, and now each of you needs to decide what you are doing. Are you just... rushing down to the docking room and just pushing into the other ship. You are going to have to make a tech roll in order to crack the airlock, and that is the engineer's job. So why don't you go ahead and make that roll, Rebus?
Technology roll?
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to make technology hump.
Working 9 to 5.
Do I get the +1 for that module thing?
It says to technology rolls. I'm going to say no because you're hacking their ship, kind of. I mean, that's like a workstation, so it seems like out of place in this situation.
Working 9 to 4.
I got one.
All right. The seal on the airlock is broken. It is ready to be entered.
Are we all going in? What's your plan?
I'm going to run down to the altar real quick and drop off my transactor with all of my credits in it. It's a form of prayer.
Okay, so you make a quick stop by the chapel.
I literally leave all my money.
Anybody else need to pick up anything, any groceries along the way to the airlock?
I'm going to ruffle Rhonda's little pig snout as I bust it down to the airlock.
I'm going to just assume that I'm wearing all my like gear, like my protective clothing, but every time I go on a mission, I record a little hologram message for my kids as like a little like last farewell. So I just update that real fast, tell them I love them.
Jun, do you have anything, any last minute plans?
How about my exosuit while everyone's doing that?
Yeah, the exosuits are right next to the docking bay, so...
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Or the docking module, whatever the fuck it's called.
How long does it take to don an exosuit?
I mean, I think technically it says like a minute.
Okay.
So basically, if y'all are stopping to do little things, then Joan has plenty of time.
Wait, I wasn't stopping.
Okay, well, if Rebus and Jafar...
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you are there. The airlock has been breached, and all you need to do is swing it open. Now, you probably know enough, or... Actually, Rebus, why don't you make us a technology roll?
Oh.
You know, see how much you know about this type of shit.
I've seen this ship. I have two successes.
All right. You have latched onto the airlock, which is on the lower part of the ship. You know, from experience, if this ship is laid out the same way that these other Scarab-class freighters are, you're going to pop up into the room with the EV suits. Beyond that, there's a ladder that leads upward to the second deck. And the other option that you would have would be to go through the med lab, and you can go through the cargo hold. And that also has ways to get up to the next level.
Where does the ladder go?
Ladder moves up to deck 2, which is sort of the like the mess hall and places where people sleep, the cabins. And then you have to cross the ship to a secondary ladder to come up, or actually... That ladder leads straight up to the bridge, actually.
Oh, the ladder leads right up to the bridge?
Yep.
Oh, interesting. Well, what route do y'all want to take? Do you want to go right to the bridge, or do you want to cruise through the...
Sweep the first floor.
What about y'all?
Well, if we go up to the bridge, we could just throw a stun grenade in there and see what happens.
I mean, I like that idea. I do have stun grenades on me.
Otherwise, you want to sweep floor by floor. I'm worried they'll set up a defense.
Yeah, I'm worried the more time that we spend going through floor by floor, they'll have time to fortify themselves.
Start with the boss and work our way down.
Yeah.
All right. So who's first of all? Let's get like a party marching order here. Like who's running point and who is in the rear?
I'd say our most combat experience is probably June to run point.
Is this acceptable to you, June?
Or captain to run point.
I don't have melee.
Yeah, I'll run up first.
I'll take point.
Oh, you want to take point? Okay.
Okay, so Jafar, then what, Jun behind?
I'll run by, right behind.
And then who is taking up the rear?
Zul will take up the rear.
All right.
Can I make a tech roll with my security tablet to see if there's any, like, alarms or anything?
I mean, they know you're boarding.
Yeah, but, like, is there any, like, ship defenses inside, or...
Oh, like, auto turrets or something?
Yeah.
Probably not. Those things are expensive. Okay. So
no need to roll for that.
If you want to stop and plug into their ship, you can make a data gen roll in order to try to get a little more knowledge on their ship, if you want.
I mean, I don't think that would be a bad idea before we move on. Might as well try. See how many of them we're dealing with.
So you crack the airlock.
I guess that would tell me the ship charter too, wouldn't it? Like how many people are on board?
Yes, it is. You would get a crew manifest. So that in order to do that, though, you do have to crack the airlock and then board the ship, which is a bit awkward because the airlock leads up in, or your docking tube leads up into the airlock. So your kind of gravity has to change a little bit. So the gravity in your ship is pulling you one way, whereas the gravity in the other ship is pulling you in a 90-degree different way. So you kind of have to climb around the corner.
suppose cool. I'll have my great gun drawn in my right left hand and my tablet in my right ready to plug in.
All right, so you move into the ship. You do not see anyone around you. You can see you're in this room. You see the EV suits hung up, a short hall leading out from in front of you with a ladder that leads straight up, as well as beyond that. You can see the interior of the medical bay. So you plug your tablet into the wall and make your datagen.
Blow on him.
Two successes.
Nice.
So you do not find any evidence of any sort of internal security devices, first of all. It looks like it's pretty bare bones freighter. They're just sort of standard running slavers who go pick up a cargo for somebody else, load them, you know, pack them in as tight as they can into the cargo hold, fly them to somewhere else, and you do see the crew manifest. There are 5 people aboard this ship.
I will...
Any slaves or all slavers?
Oh, actually, no, just the slavers, sorry.
Just the slavers?
I was thinking of introducing an NPC this game, but I think it might be too much.
So there's no civvies.
Yep, it's just the 5 crew members.
I guess I'll go on the judgment of what you think your god would. I don't want to offend anyone, but they're slavers.
Death to all of them.
June embraces the darkness.
Do we all want to go the same way or split? I guess we have to go into through the tube now, right?
Yeah. Are you all have you all climbed inside the primal star at this point?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you are all in there. Like I said, there's a hallway that leads forward. There's the medical bay, and then there's the ladder that leads up in that hallway.
Can we make sure that the other door is shut again?
The airlock door?
Yeah.
If you want to.
Yeah.
So they can't, like, sneak on your ship and murder Walter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And protect Rhonda.
Rhonda. Not Walter.
My big old patch of a rash.
Mm-hmm. All right. You close the airlock, sealing off all chances of your escape.
We got a new ship, though, so.
Got a new ship. You can see that the attack that you've done on this ship has caused quite a few problems, like, from here, even, you can see the medical bay. A lot of shit is overturned and things have fallen out of cabinets and that sort of stuff from the ship just being rocked over and over. Several places on the walls look like they have panels that have kind of blown and bloated out from whatever's inside them, shorting out and, you know, decompressing, exploding, stuff like that. The ship looks like it's barely holding together as far as structural integrity goes.
So the option is up the ladder to the bridge or along this level through the med bay, and this is level 1?
Yes, you're on level 1, the lowest level.
We want to head to the bridge? Because presumably where at least the captain and the main pilot are.
We could split up, too.
Is engineering on the bottom floor?
There are 2 ways to get there, as you confirm with Erebus. You can either go up this ladder through the mess hall to the rear ladder of the ship and then up into the engineering area, or you can cross through the medical bay into the cargo bay, go up one of the stairways there into the loading area, where there's another ladder which then leads up to engineering.
Jesus.
It's on level 3.
So I'll pull the little map up that I've obviously downloaded of this ship on my personal holograph. And what do you want to do? Do you want to up a floor, over up? Do you want to go all the way back and up cargo bay? I don't know why I'm saying it.
Captain,
like you and I.
Let's go to the bridge.
All right.
I'm just worried that the engineer is going to like overload the reactor.
And blow us all up?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty suicidal.
Well, they're caught. They've got like 1 HP.
Well, it's also faster to go to engineering through up the ladder.
Well, we'll go up the ladder and I guess we can split from there if we want, depending on who's up
there.
Yeah,
we can clear the bridge and then go to engineering.
All right. Why don't you all make a observation check, including any bonuses you might have for, say, an ambush? +2 for your group talent.
What was the third eye one for the personal?
+2 as well.
Oh, okay.
So we get plus four?
No.
No, they don't stack. I do it on my own, or I can use it as a group only once.
Well.
What role are we doing? I'm sorry.
Observation. You should draw.
I got nothing.
I got a success.
Okay.
If one of us failed, or if all of us failed, one of us would have done one darkness point. And then we'll go, oh, yeah. Oh,
two successes.
All right. Did anybody get more than two?
No.
I just got one.
All right, Jafar, you are the lucky one. Because as you're stepping out, and it's a good thing you're on point as well, because as you step out into the room with the ladder that leads up, you look up just in time to see, poised above the ladder up on the next floor, one of the slavers with a rifle trained down in your direction. And since you noticed his ambush, it's not going to be an ambush. However, it is initiative time.
Initiative time.
Pick a card, any card.
Time for initiative.
You start making little theme songs.
Little jingles.
Glass Cannon does that with all their stuff. It's funny.
Do you want high or low?
High is optimal.
Oh, okay. I like that sound.
Spin it. All right, Jafar, what are you looking at?
3.1.
Jun?
2.4.
Rebus?
5.1.
Nice. Jun?
63 of the faceless one.
Oh. Somebody is blessing you. All right, so you see Jafar kind of step back away, and a few shots come down, just plinking off of the ground in front of you from, obviously, up further up the ladder. You have the first opportunity to act. Unless anybody is declaring a weapon that has an initiative, we're going to have to change that fucking roll. So annoying.
So, let me
rifle out that has a plus one initiative.
Mine is a plus two.
Okay, and do you have a weapon that you're using?
I have a Vulcan carbine and a stun grenade out.
All right. Which are you going to declare one of them to get an initiative bonus? It means that you can use that weapon during this
round. No, neither of my weapons provide an initiative bonus, okay, I don't believe so.
Jun, do you have any weapons to declare?
None of my weapons, except for my knife, does an initiative bonus, and I'm not going to use my knife.
Okay. You know what? Let's just ignore the initiative rules, because they're going to annoy the crap out of me. Figure out some way to make that work. We'll just stick with Zul.
So it's one action to move up into range.
One action point, yes.
You can use two action points to quick fire, but that won't leave you to.
Could I throw a stun grenade into where the guy is from where I'm at?
Yeah, you'll be hurling it straight up into the room that he's in.
I would like to do that.
All right, you step out real quick, and that's one action point, and then you hurl the grenade upward. So why don't you go ahead and make your attack roll with your grenade? Range is going to be considered short, so no modifiers for any of that stuff.
Just a second, I need to look up the grenade stand.
Which one did you throw?
Stun.
Stun is six. It's just a 6 blast power. Damage 1.
So it's
6 blast power, 1 damage.
Is that the?
I think it's like the power of the blast.
It's a good assessment.
You know what? Don't even worry about it. I'll just shoot him.
No, throw a grenade at him. Stun him. I want to see him fall off.
I don't think...
He'll be like, mop, mop, and just like fall off the ladder.
Emotional damage.
It just makes him sad.
I'll just shoot him, Jason. That's actually a better option.
I don't know. He could have less mental than he could physical.
Yeah.
You never know, and if you do enough, you can knock him out.
Yeah, but then if I kill him once he's knocked out, then it's like a real bad thing. But if I kill him while he's able to like fire back.
I feel
like we've established that they're slavers, and whatever we do to them, they deserve. And they also
fired at us first, so it's
in defense.
And he shot at us.
He shot at me. This is in defense.
No, but if he's defenseless. We're in close range anyway. I wouldn't throw a grenade roll for this close. I'll just shoot him. Never mind.
Okay.
I will shoot him with my Vulcan carbine. Plus one bonus. It's a ranged combat check.
Yes, it is.
So 4, 5 dice.
That's all I have too.
Okay, all right. See, I felt stupid because I can all right, only roll fire 5 off your dice pistol. For a gun, and they're all at 5, so sorry.
You fire off your pistol, it plinks off the side of the ladder's tube, and is a big old whiff. And that you are out of action points. Now, Rebus.
All right, I am going to fire an aim shot with my Vulcan Cricket.
All right, you're going to have to... You know, actually, you have to step up, because Zul and Rebus are in the back of the line.
Damn.
Okay. You actually have to take a movement to get out there.
Okay. So I can't fire aim then, right?
You cannot fire aim shot.
Okay.
And he also has cover, which I keep forgetting to do. Which is, that's for armor. Never mind.
Is the bonus plus one, is that an extra die?
Yes.
Oh. So I'm going to step up and just fire not an aim shot. And I'm going to get one success.
One success. How much damage does that puppy do?
It does 2.
I have to roll some armor and with cover. I need to find the cover chart. I know it's on here.
I'll show you how to shoot, sweetheart. I've been shooting squirrels out of trees since I was knee high to a pig's eye. That's why I had to add that I shot him in the face.
Well, I scared him into position. I spooked him.
Either in the face or in the tits.
All right. He ducks back just in time and just like hits his cover, basically. It hits his cover because you're shooting up at this angle. You can only see kind of the top half of him. So it unsuccessful, unfortunately.
Tricky little bastard.
Jafar.
I would like to step towards the ladder and I will go into Overwatch with my great rifle.
Okay, you can technically see him, so what are you waiting for? What's the conditions of the Overwatch? I mean, you can take the shot, or you can...
I thought he was still ducked over.
No, he's kind of like, I wasn't sure I was in relation to it,
because...
Take the shot.
Was I still under it? Where are they now?
Okay, so A, technically you don't have to move, because you're one of the two frontliners, so you can take a shot from where you're at.
Okay.
Basically, you don't have to move so much that it requires an action
point. And I'll take an aim shot.
All right, take your aim shot.
And that gives me plus 2 die.
Yeah. Shoot him in the face.
1 success.
1 success. All right. Let's roll that armor. How much damage does it do?
It does 2 damage. Wait, am I close or short range?
You are currently 10 feet away, so I guess that's short range, I believe. Okay. And then close is up to 10 feet. So we're just going to call it short range for now. So yeah, he soaks. You shoot up, and it actually hits him in the shoulder, but it plinks off of his armor. He appears to be wearing some fairly nice armor. It's like some sort of makeshift Legionnaire armor.
I'm alive.
This guy looks like he's ready. Also see a very large weapon in his hand. Jun, however, you get to go first. What are you going to do? You, as well, do not have to spend an action point to move. You're pretty much close enough where you can just take 2 steps to get out there.
Okay, then I'll take an aimed shot.
All right, so you slide forward, take your aimed shot.
Plus 2, plus 1 from my targeting scope.
I want to picture like a little
anything for
move.
Your weapon?
Unfortunately, no.
All right, what are you using?
I'm using my Arix Ormir.
All right. Shoot. Uh-oh. I can't see it. What did you get?
3 successes.
All right.
The crit's at 2.
How much is the damage? I mean, how much is the base damage?
The base damage is 3.
Okay. So you can take the chance to get the crit, take that chance that he won't soak all 3 of it.
Ugh. I can crit him.
Yeah.
Remember, you have a number of other interesting abilities you can use.
So I have to use 2 to crit, right?
Yeah, which would mean he would roll against 3 points of damage, and if at least one of them got through, he would take the crit.
Okay. I'll risk it.
All right, and remember, you have the judge's ability as well, right? Which gives you an automatic crit, extra crit.
I believe, and it gets once per session, though, right?
Yeah.
And you get a darkness point.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, why not? Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. Let's do that.
No, I'm just saying you have an opportunity to use all this crazy shit.
Yeah. The righteousness. Yeah.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah. Within you.
Yeah. My
like
fury,
executioner
yeah.
and all this other
like
shit.
Like Bayonetta right now.
You know. Making you know noise. This guy shot at Jafar. I'm going to crit.
Yeah.
Okay. So that
I'll just crit. Get that darkness point now.
So how does that work exactly? It just means like if you hit, you automatically get it. It's automatically can get a crit.
Yeah.
So for free.
For free.
So you can either use the points, the extra sixes now to upgrade the crit, which means you get to roll extra times mm-hmm. and take the best one, or you can use the sixes to do more damage to ensure that the crit goes through.
Yeah, I'll do it more damage.
Okay, so you're doing 5 points of damage and a crit.
Yeah.
Nice. Picture you just like making some kind of sound when you shoot him, like an eagle scream.
No.
Pew. Oh, I soaked 4 of it. Ooh. However, that means the crit goes through.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to use my executioner thing, too.
So you get to pick which one goes in front, which one goes in back.
Nice.
What does 4-3 do?
43. All right, you fire after everyone else kind of steps forward and fires and misses, getting closer and closer to the individual, obviously very well armored and looking pretty skilled. You fire up, and it hits him right in a weak spot in his armor, blowing out his elbow. So, let's see. Crushed elbow, stunned for one turn. Then -2 to force and melee combat. No use of two-handed weapons. Which I'm going to assume means rifles.
Yes.
Because he has a big old Bat Legionnaire carbine in his hands.
It's a two-hander.
Yeah. All right, so you hear a scream of pain as you blow out this guy's elbow. And it is his turn. However, he uses the opportunity to promptly retreat, because obviously there's not a lot he can do at this point. Oh, no, he's stunned.
He's
sorry.
Stunned.
He stands there wobbling around like a fucking stunned fighter in Punch-Out.
Finish it.
If anybody gets that reference. No one played Punch-Out.
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Anyway, all right, so he's stunned, so it's going to wrap back around, and Zul, what are you going to do?
I'll take an aimed shot at him.
Fire away.
Hit me with your best shot. Okay,
I get
a plus two.
Get a plus two for the aim shot?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
Ooh. Shoot him in the face, Captain. Did you finally get
it? Now you guys are rolling around.
That's 4 crits.
4 successes.
4 successes.
Yeah, 4 successes. I'm sorry. That's a I'd like to...
All right, what's the damage and crit rating on that sucker?
The damage is 3 and the crit rating is 2. So I'd like to do 4 damage and crit.
Okay. Still gets to roll the soak because he is wearing armor. I'm going to have his cover, though, because he can't really use it effectively, but it's still an odd angle. He managed to soak 1. So he takes 3 points of damage.
Nice. Oh.
And, go ahead and make that crit roll.
I think sixes. You would have to make it because you have to determine the dice for the 6 and the 1. Because I don't have the ability to choose them. Oh.
Yeah, you do. You just call which color dice is the 6 and the 1.
Yellow's the 6.
All right. Aw,
fuck.
Damn.
What'd you get?
16.
All right. Bruised lower leg. Falls down. Then -1 to dexterity and infiltration. So, crit. Good, yes. The bad part is he falls down, and I'm just going to roll randomly. If I roll on the six-sided dice, a 5 or a 6, he falls into the ladder, and otherwise he falls backwards, and then nobody can shoot at him because he's out of sight. I rolled a 6. So he lurches, like grasping at his elbow, completely out of breath. You shoot him in the leg, and then he buckles down to one knee, and then immediately head first tumbles down the ladder tube and lands right in the middle of you all. I'm going to roll soak for his armor to see if he...
Claws away.
He takes 1 point of bruisey damage. Rebus, it is your turn. Uh-oh, here comes Rebus.
So, does it take a turn for me to, like, draw these claws out?
Not
like, to, like whip them out? Does it take a turn?
I think they just pop out, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So I'll say no. We'll look it up later.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, stab him in the face with my claws.
All right, make a melee combat. Right. He is also, because he's technically stunned, considered helpless, so you get plus three dice.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, did the claws give me any? No.
Damn.
I got one.
All right. How much damage do they do?
They do one.
So roll for his armor. You now very clearly see the weapon that came with him as he fell is a Legionnaire Carbine Dial 3.
Ooh, what's right now?
Is a high-capacity automatic weapon. He was going to spray the shit out of all of you.
Would have been bad.
He soaks three, so you punch down on him, even though he's laying there helpless, and it just rakes off of his armor. The armor itself is pretty hardy.
Mama wants that armor.
Give it up.
Someone pry his body out of it.
All right, Jafar.
Damn it.
Shut the fuck up. I'll draw my knife, and I will attempt to slit his throat.
Okay, you make a stabby stabby motion. You get plus three dice because he is immobile.
Good luck.
No bonus dice. Why am I doing it under the lid? Nope.
What'd you get?
One success.
One success. How much damage?
That is two.
He soaks one of it. He's kind of stabbed down at his neck, but again, this armor is very protective, so it ends up sliding off and really digging into his collarbone area, but it doesn't have the intended death effect. And Jun, you're up. Point blank. Here it comes.
Any last words?
He's stunned. Right now his last words are
hamster dances.
Okay, so I get all the dice I had before, right? I cannot use the fire and aim shot because it's close range now, right?
I believe that's how it works. But you get plus three because plus three he's immobile.
Anyway. But there's also an auto six for point blank.
An auto what?
Auto six, auto success.
Oh, okay, so you already got one. This is getting ugly.
Alright, that is a total of four successes.
Four successes. Alright, what are you going to do with those extra ones?
All damage.
Yeah.
All damage?
All damage.
Alright, so that's going to give total of how much?
Three plus two.
Plus one extra, right, because you're point blank.
I think I get four successes.
Oh, yeah, four successes.
So, there'd be three plus three, so three six.
Six.
All right, let's see if we can soak it. Jeez. Come on, armor. I should spend some darkness points to keep him alive for one more round so you can kick him again.
You should.
He did soak three. However, he only had three left, so. You lean over and put a bullet right through his fucking helmet. He goes still. He is dead.
I pick up the rifle.
No, you don't. Not yet, because that... oh, wait. Did you have action points left?
Oh, I don't have... Wait. No, wait. That was a normal action, right? Just doing a regular...
No, you were aim shot before.
No, you didn't do aim shot.
I can't do aim shot. No. Oh, so I have one action point left, right?
Yep. So yeah. You pick up the rifle?
I pick up the rifle.
All right, you pick up the rifle. Now, as you're doing this, you hear noises coming from the area with the medical bay. And... one of the other pirates steps out using one action point. He just killed the gunner, by the way. Nice job.
Nice. I mean, pretty much June right. Just fucking straight up murdered him.
One round, then the next round.
You see a girl dressed in very light, like protective clothing, basically, with a Vulcan pistol steps out and takes a shot randomly. At... Jun. And I get two successes. So the damage base for that is two. I can't do the crit, unfortunately, so it's going to be four damage coming your way.
Four damage. I'm wearing my exosuit, so can I roll my armor?
Yes.
Up two.
Yep.
And I soak one.
All right, so you take 3 points of damage. A bullet just... pierces into your gut. The exosuit helps a little bit, but it hurts. It's painful. And you hear the sounds of other people entering into the med lab as well as the sound of heavy footsteps up above you, up above the ladder. So that's their turn. Zul, you're up. You got one target and what sounds like at least one other person coming from each direction.
Yeah, can I pitch the stun grenade into the med bay and then...
Yeah. I guess we just rolled the blast radius instead of the damage because that's what it says.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or do you add the blast radius to the damage? It's not. It's weird that it has a blast radius that does damage, but then it also has a damage rating. I'm confused.
I wonder if it does damage and then it also does splash damage.
Oh, so maybe the damage only occurs to the central target and then the blast radius it occurs to everyone else and the central target?
I mean,
that's what I would assume. That's like area of effect stuff in D&D where you do X amount of damage, but... There's splash.
Yeah, if you crit in the center, then you could add to the...
All right, let's just do it that way.
Because the grenade critting is never going to do more blast radius damage, but it might do more target, because if you landed like on your targets, like chest or whatever. Okay, so I'll throw a grenade, which has a bonus of, I think, nothing, but we just confirmed.
All the relevant stats for your weapons should be written next to the weapons on your character sheet.
I just bought them today.
All right, it's a plus. I just bought them today. I haven't had time to figure out how they work. You pull the pin and throw it, right?
All right, I'll throw the stun grenade.
All right, toss the stun grenade out into the med lab.
So I did not hit the main target, so I guess I don't get the base damage, but I still get the blast radius damage in the med lab.
Yeah, I guess the blast radius. So it says I'm supposed to roll 6 dice.
Seems right to me.
For each person that's in there, or some shit like that.
Seems right to me.
And I'm assuming they can, because it does stress damage, but I'm assuming they can soak just like any other damage. There hasn't been any indicator that armor doesn't work like that. There's so many things to look up.
I don't feel like you can soak mind points.
It feels odd, huh? I don't know.
It's something that your armor can't help you with.
I have superior maybe that's not mental the case, fortitude.
Then, it's like a stun wave, so I don't know. Anyway, you roll your grenade, it overshoots the mark, ends up bouncing behind an overturned medical bed, and you just see it blow up. The bed goes sliding, but you don't see any effect on the woman.
I'm going to duck behind cover.
All right, taking cover. That's one AP.
But I thought that's my turn.
I don't know. What's it on the list? Is it one AP?
Yeah, I believe it is.
That's the one.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a fast action. Cool.
Yeah, so that's my whole turn.
You take cover. Rebus, what are you up to?
I am also going to take cover for 1 point, and then I will... Is it two to throw a grenade?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I will also try to throw a stun grenade from cover.
Okay. You get the... Hold on. Okay, you're both behind walls at this point, so you get 5 armor, extra armor. However... Due to the way the room's set up, no other people can take cover now with and still shoot, just so you know. You know, you're on either side of a doorway.
Okay.
Oh,
So you guys have...
why don't I just... I'll just step back so that their spot is actually open so that somebody could theoretically take cover.
Okay, yeah, you can step out of the line of fire, basically, and hide, but if you're actually going to take cover and still be able to shoot, there's only 2 spots for it, one on either side of the doorway.
Yeah, I'll leave one of those spots open for somebody that's actually talented with a gun.
Okay. Rebus, what do you... Yeah, throw your grenade.
Do it.
Do it. I got 1.
You got 1. And it does 1 base damage?
Yep.
Bing. Oh, Jesus. Can I re-roll? Yeah, I can use a darkness point to re-roll lower.
Can you, though?
Re-rolls on it. Actually, I don't think I...
No, you can't. I don't think you can.
I don't think you can reroll damage, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you can't reroll damage because it's not a check. You know what I mean? It's not an actual skill check.
It's a determination.
I don't think we've ever rerolled damage.
Yeah.
No.
Is there any other effect with the stun grenade, or it just does mind damage?
It's supposed to knock you out. Yeah.
Well, the whole thing's stun.
The stun feature,
literally just does mind damage instead of physical damage.
So it's the weapon inflicts stress instead of damage.
Yeah. So it's just causing stress damage.
So I guess all those dice are stress dice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could also throw a smoke grenade at that. Would that help? If they couldn't see us.
Could have been a frag grenade.
Yeah, but that could also hinder us.
Just madness.
I don't have my predator goggles yet.
Or shadows has my spider suit.
Oh my god. Just crazy ass red.
You just hear me like.
Just screams and wet stabbing sounds from the smoke.
A head just comes rolling out of the smoke.
Shadows and cries of fear.
All right. So that is done. And now we move on. Jafar, what would you like to do?
How far away is she?
She is in short range.
Like in meters.
Oh, I don't know.
How much damage did I do to her?
You can move once to get to her. So I'm assuming she's about 10 feet away.
Did I do any damage to them with the stun grenade? Did I do like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like good damage? Like, yeah.
So you roll... Sorry, I didn't give a description.
Oh,
you roll the grenade and it lands near her feet and kind of blows her back. You can see her grasping her ear with one hand. She's still got the gun in the other. And you hear a cry coming from off to her right in an area you can't see. Oh!
Nice.
I will step forward to get closer to her.
All right, you rush into the medical bay, right up to her, and you see another person off to the right, pistol in hand, in a sword in the other hand, looking really, really, like, not happy to be in the middle of combat.
Whip her in the face. Can I whip her in the face? No, I want to try to disarm her if I could.
Well, you attack, and then if you get the extra success, you can use that to disarm.
I guess, yeah. I'll go in with my whip.
All right. Whip it good. Fucking people picking on these poor, innocent businessmen.
That's what... Never mind. That was... There was a Civil War joke in there. It was formulating, but...
They just decided to drop it.
Like, dead on arrival. Dead on arrival.
One success.
Okay, so you hit for the damage, but you do not get the ability to disarm. How much damage? One?
One.
She doesn't soak.
My first six can grapple, though.
Oh, okay. Instead of doing damage, or it just, as long as you have at least one success, it grapples?
I think it does, yeah.
Flexible weapons, such as whips, can be used to pin an opponent even without rolling extra sixes. Mm-hmm. The first six rolled can be used to achieve a grapple hold.
Okay.
I would assume that means that the damage is not done because you're exchanging
it
for a grapple. All right. You lash out with your whip. It kind of snakes up her arm and gets like halfway around her neck. She starts trying to struggle. That's the end of your turn. Jun, you're up.
Can I take an aim shot at her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pew!
I do that.
Do it.
I do that.
Are you shooting with your new gun, or... Do you know what the stats are on it?
I don't know
yet,
the stats
even?
Of the new gun. Can I have...
Oh, options? The carbine?
Yeah, what was the stats?
Okay. The Legionnaire Carbine Die L3. Base damage 1. Or, sorry, base dice bonus 1. Damage 3. Crit 2. It is also an automatic weapon and has a high capacity, which means that when you auto fire it, you have to ignore the first one and just keep rolling. It's made for taking down chunks of people.
I'm going to save that full auto. I'm just going to use my pistol that I've been using.
All right, go for it.
Just two successes.
All right.
I'm going to use that one extra one for an increase in damage. So a total of 4.
4 damage. When her one die of soak is actually successful. Mm. You unload, plugging a bullet right through her shoulder. She lets out a scream of pain. Ouch!
Haha.
It's a generic slaver scream. I sampled it. All right, so that was the aim shot, right? So it was all 3?
Yep.
All right, it's their turn. We're going to start from above. Jun, you hear the noise of someone rushing up to the top of the ladder and aiming down at you, though not technically an aim shot. You see a man, looks older, got a big old beard, dressed nicer than the rest, although his shirt's unbuttoned and everything. It looked like he kind of got dressed in a hurry for, you know, being attacked by pirates. He has an accelerator pistol in his hand, and he takes a shot down at you. Because you were the only one... Yeah, you... Oh, no.
Inside of the tube?
No.
Zul was also there, so I'll roll odd even.
Well, I moved, I thought.
Yeah, but you didn't take cover. Remember, you moved back out of sight, so you're technically still underneath the ladder.
I thought I moved back into our tube behind the wall.
Oh, did you run all the way back there?
I thought I ducked through the door that was...
Okay, you can run all the way back there. It just means that you'll have to use another movement point to get back into that room if you want to shoot up.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to not be shootable by the ladder or the outside area, and I was willing
to spend... Okay, so we're going to put you back in the airlock. It means if you want to shoot up the ladder, though, you will have to spend a movement point, so no aim shots is all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. Cool.
So it is coming at Jun. Now, how many dice do I get? 7! I got 1 success, so that's going to be 2 damage you need to soak.
I soak neither of those.
All right, you take 2 damage. Jun is getting shot up. In the other room, the rather nervous-looking individual... Are you eating cotton candy? I thought you were eating a napkin for a second. Looks like a napkin from here. It runs up and tries to stab Jafar with his sword. Ah! You can tell just by the way he's moving that he's not very experienced at this. Although he did get a success. That's 2 damage you're going to need to soak there.
I think I'm wearing armor.
You're not wearing armor.
Oh, we have our suits on, don't we? Oh, shit.
Yeah, those are going to need some repairs.
I soak one.
All right, so you take 1 point of damage from his sword. In the meanwhile, the other one, the sensor operator, is going to attempt to break the grapple. So make a melee combat roll, please. Because this is an opposed roll. I got 1 success.
I did not. You break right. Free.
Pull spins 2 action points to pull this stupid whip off of her. And then pulls out her... Oh, she also has a sword. She pulls a sword from her belt, draws the sword. And that's their turn. So back to the top of the round. Zul, what are you up to?
I will step up and shoot the guy that is up the ladder.
All right, take a shot.
Take the shot.
Take the shot. Shoot him.
Shoot
him.
Shoot
him. Shoot him.
Shoot him.
You guys are going to beat up.
2 successes.
All right, what are you using the extra success for?
More damage.
Okay, I'm going to roll some armor plus the cover that he has. I'm going to spend a darkness point.
Mm. This cotton candy is suspiciously soft.
I soaked 2 points of damage. Sorry, what was the initial damage?
So good, though.
Or what, with the extra whatever?
Was 4 or points 3? Of damage.
Huh?
With the extra point of damage, it was 4 points of damage.
Oh, so 3 base?
3 base.
All right, soaks 2 of it. So you clip his arm. Blood starts pouring down the ladder tube, splattering on you.
Ladder tube.
I keep wanting to call it a Jeffrey's tube for some fucking reason.
Even that's what they're
absolutely
called.
Not the
they're
same
named
thing.
After Jim Jeffries.
Come on down here, Jeffrey.
The Jeffrey's tube.
Reeves, what you up to?
Can I fire an aim shot from cover?
Yeah, you get a matter of fact, when you're shooting from cover, you can what they call lean on the cover. Which gives you a fire support bonus of +1 die.
Oh, nice.
It's very weird. So
+1 from that and +1 from my gun. Okay, I will fire an aimed shot with my Vulcan Cricket at... I know. I don't think I can reach the person up the ladder, can I, from where I am in cover?
Yeah, you'd just... You'd have to step away from the wall, which would... means you wouldn't have the cover.
So who could I shoot at from cover? Either the Vulcan lady or the sword dude?
Yeah, they're both out there trying to slice Jafar up with their...
Who does it look like as...
Jolly pirate cutlasses.
Who does it look like as the bigger threat to Jafar at the moment?
Well, the lady is pretty wounded. The other guy, though, looks like he's nervous as hell to even be fighting. So you make that call.
I'll shoot at the woman since... Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, I'm going to finish her off. Lady to lady.
Honestly, these guys are so
good.
Push it.
Yeah. You're going to give
me. Oh, and I prayed today.
A darkness point.
Oh, get it.
Oh, I'm back to 14, so that's good.
I got three successes.
All right.
Nice.
And the base damage is 2.
And what are you doing with them extra successes?
What's your crit rating?
Oh, the crit is 2.
So you can do either do a crit, or you can do extra damage.
I will do...
She's lightly armored?
She's just wearing like light protective clothing.
Crit? Yeah, I'll do the crit.
All right. I roll my die to soak. Fail. She takes 2 points of damage. Why don't you roll those 2 6-sided dice? Make
good. Sure declare which one first.
So this one will be... This one will be... Just like a cavalcade of voices. This will be the tens. 2.
20. 5.
Damn.
Ouch. You lean over and shoot her directly in her lady bits. The groin hit. She is stunned for 2 rounds.
Right in the pussy. That's what my kids did to me when they came out. Just like a Vulcan round.
Shot a mini rocket in it. This one. Watch.
She screams incredibly loudly and just doubles over. So Jafar.
I will.
Like, she's out of it. You can tell she's out of it. She's, like, not in the fight anymore.
She's just got a rocket in the crotch.
I will raise my sawn-off grape rifle at the gentleman who just stabbed me. And I will take an aimed shot.
Okay, first of all, you'll...
Close range or short?
He is in close range and engaged, so you would lose 3 dice for doing that. And I don't believe you can take aimed
can
shots.
Can I whip him?
Yeah, you can whip him all you want. Whip it good.
You can whip him all you want.
You can whip him all you
want. Whip him real good.
That's what he's here for.
You've already been aggressively docking. You might as well give him a couple of spankings, too.
I am Whiplash.
1 success, and I will use that to grapple that.
All right, you grapple this poor guy. He looks at his friend who's just bleeding.
Does that take 3 actions?
No, that's 2.
I don't even know what I would do for my last action, so... I guess I'll drop... Can I drop to the ground while holding the whip?
Sort of, but that kind of makes you a little more vulnerable. You can always just hold the action point, so if someone does something, maybe you can do a reaction.
Yeah, that's fine. Tuck that in my back pocket.
Alright, Jun.
Can I take a aim shot at the guy shooting from above?
Yes, you can.
All right.
Jun stands their ground, just exchanging fire while bullets go through various body parts.
That is 2 successes.
All
can
right.
Can I use that 1 extra one to disarm?
You can. Remember, it has to... At least some of the damage has to go through.
I'll try, yeah.
Okay, so what's the base damage? 3?
Base damage is 3.
So I've got this mini. Soaks 2. So you take careful aim and boom! Right in the hand. He screams, the accelerator pistol falls out of his hand and clanks down to the ground at your feet. And that is your turn. It is their turn now. The man above you backs off, and you hear him yelling, "Give me another weapon!" The lady who got shot in the sensitive spot is still doubled over in pain. And the other guy is going to try to break free of this grapple, so opposed melee. I got 1 success.
I did not.
All right, he manages to break free, and... Okay, he's just going to take a quick shot with his Vulcan pistol. It's going to give him -3 dice, but he's going to take the shot anyway. That also does, because you have 1 action point left, you do get the option to do a reaction and take the attack of opportunity against him.
He did move away from me?
No, he's trying to take a shot. Defend. Oh,
Can I disarm him?
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, make an attack of opportunity in close combat is only if they move away from you. I'm sitting here thinking a different game. I guess you can't do anything. How weird.
Can you defend against an attack in close combat as a reaction,
that's
though?
That's a melee combat thing. I think the big beef here is that it's with the minus three dice are supposed to be enough to discourage people from doing that anyway.
But if he's engaged in melee combat, wouldn't he be able to theoretically try and like knock the pistol away as like a defensive?
Yeah, but that's not a...
Oh, yeah.
Not one of these rolls. That's all a right. Pathfinder roll. Three dice. And just starts firing wildly past you. Nothing happens. And I believe that's all of them. They're not having a good day. Zul, you're up. Zul, you're up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I would like to... Can I see the guy at the top of the ladder?
No, he took off.
Okay.
After losing his weapon, he bolted.
Can I see the guy at the end of the hallway?
You see two. One, you see the girl who's doubled over in pain, and then you see the other guy who is
attacking,
taking wild shots at Jafar.
Can I shoot him?
Yes, you can.
I will shoot him.
What kind of shot?
With an aimed shot.
All right, go for it.
So I get plus two?
Yes, you do.
Two successes. That's right. Four damage.
Four damage. He does not soak. You plug a slug directly through his hip. He screams. He's still standing, but he doesn't look at all happy to be in this situation. And that's your shot. Rebus, you are up.
I'm going to fire an aim shot at the same person.
All right, go for it.
And I'm still from cover, so I get plus two. How many is cover?
Plus one for plus the one leaning for against cover thing.
I got nothing.
All right.
Bunch of fives.
Take your shot and miss. Jaffa.
I will lift up my great rifle and take an aimed shot at him.
All right. You'll have to drop your whip to do that because the great rifle is going to be two-handed. It's a rifle, so.
But it's sawn off.
I
thought that meant that it was like light. Well,
if you try to shoot a sawed-off shotgun with one hand, you rip your shoulder from its socket. So I'm going to say no.
All right, then I'll fucking whip him again.
All right, go for it. Bad, bad, bad slaver.
How does it feel? That was one success.
Okay, damage or grapple?
Grapple. Grapple. Right.
Grapple him again. The vicious cycle continues. Jun, you're up.
I just want to do this to figure this out. Can I fire full auto at those two in the med lab? Or would I have to move into the med lab?
You can, but then...
You rate the risk of hitting me.
That's true.
Yeah, then Jafar becomes one of the three targets, basically, that your full auto will go after.
All taken. One second, I'm sorry, but...
Unless you just fired full auto at one of them, which kind of defeats the purpose. Yeah. But.
Well, I still have one action left because I only did the whip, right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. What are you doing?
If you want to call out what you're going to do, wouldn't I conceivably just be able to lie down? If you want to try it?
Would you allow that?
Why doesn't Jafar make an observation check to realize that you're about ready to unload?
As a free action, I'm just like, Jafar, duck!
Shine your shoes.
You can't make a call.
Jafar starts looking around. Duck on board here? I love ducks.
Nope.
No. All right. Jafar is heavily engaged and doesn't seem to hear you calling out.
He's just over there whipping.
I can't really hear anything. There's been so many sonic cracks for me just whipping.
Well, I'm going to still shoot with my Arix Omir then.
Okay, go for it. Which one? The guy that's grappled or the woman that's doubled over?
Let's do the guy.
All right, go for it.
Aim shot, by the way.
Yes.
That is three successes.
All right. So what's that going to equal in terms of shit I need to calculate?
Is he heavily armed or heavily armored at all?
No, he's wearing the same kind of light protective clothing that the girl is.
Okay, I'm going to do the use that two extra two for the crit.
All right.
And then so it's three damage.
Three damage. It doesn't soak. Roll your crit. No. These poor people.
I don't even remember what die I rolled.
It was a five.
It was a five. 5-4.
All right. You plug this individual directly in the chest, and he just falls to the ground in a heap, just bleeding out his chest. You got, by the way, if you're interested, internal bleeding, unconscious D6 hours, then 1 point of damage per something. In either case, you also reduced him to 0 hit points at the same time, so. You know. He's dead.
Bye-bye.
Fives and sixes on the crit table apparently are not the numbers you want to get hit with.
1d6 hours and unconscious. Shit.
Gotta make a hole in his chest.
So it's my turn. Crotch shot lady is still stunned. And however, the bearded man reappears along with another person, leaning over, pointing down the tube toward those who have been firing up the tube and anybody who's not gotten out of the way. Which, see, Rebus is still in cover.
I'm still in cover.
So you're just out of what they can see. So I'm just going to say one of them fires at each of you, Jun and Zul. Let's start with the captain. The large bearded man has a new accelerator pistol in his hand. The captain's going to take a shot at Jun. Gets one success for a total of 2 damages.
I absorb both of it.
Nice. All right, you've never been so more pleased to own an exosuit than now. It like clips a metal like clasp it's supposed to keep your helmet on and just bounces off to the side. And the pilot fires down with a Vulcan PDW. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and use this rule. He's going to auto-fire. So this should be fun. And either that or it's going to backfire on me terribly. I am definitely going to spend a darkness point to reroll that first hit, or first not hit. And I fucked up again. Oof. However, I get to keep rolling dice until I get a one, so I can just keep getting some sixes. No, nope. And I got a one. All right. He fires, and you can tell this guy doesn't seem to be used to this weapon, because he destroys that ladder. But none of y'all. A few bullets come ricocheting down at your feet, but mostly he just kills the ladder. Yeah, and that's my turn. Zul, you're up.
I will shoot at the currently the gruff-looking guy.
All right, go for it.
Take an aim shot. I got 2 successes. I'll do all damage.
Total how much damage?
4.
He soaks one of it. Bounces up. Or sorry, you fire up, and his armor absorbs a little bit, but he looks in pretty bad shape, like kind of woozy and wobbly. Looks like he's damned and determined to at least give one more shot at you before he goes down, though. Rebus.
Is the crotch shot lady still down and like
incapacitated? She looks like she's just now recovering her senses and is trying to stand up.
Can I run to her with 1 point and then melee attack her with my claws for the remaining 2 points?
Yes, you can.
Yes. I love that. Do I get a bonus if she's still like down? Like, do I get that bonus?
Yeah, technically she's still immobile, so you get 3 extra dice.
Taste blood, my beauties.
I'm pushing this also if I don't get a success, just so you all know. I got 1. So, and the claws do 1 damage.
1 damage. She soaks it. You run up and just kind of misjudge and end up sliding across her fancy leather jacket.
Damn.
That brings it to Jafar.
I will draw my energy staff and take a swing at Little Miss Pris.
All right. Oh, that's right, the other guy's dead. So, why did I cross that guy out? Oh, yeah, he's dead.
One success.
Okay, and the damage on that is stress-based, but how much is it?
It's 2.
Does not soak, takes 2 points of stress. You clip her, and between the stun grenades and your energy staff, she looks like she's about to pass out. And that's your turn. Jun, you're up.
Are the guys up the ladder close or short range?
They are considered short range.
Okay. Can I do full auto at them with the rifle?
Do it.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, so you have to drop your pistol to do it.
Yep. Drop my pistol.
And then you...
It's minus two, but plus one, and then plus one from a targeting skill. Which brings me back
I forgot the minus two. That's a good thing he missed. Yeah. Here it goes.
That is one success.
All right, so you get to keep rolling until you roll a one, or you just pile on the sixes. First of all, who's the first success going to? The
first success is going to Beard
guy? The wounded guy? All right.
Nope, five. One.
Okay, so your clip is now empty. You need to reload it if you want to do that again. And the first shot only hits... The bearded guy, how much damage is that again? How much damage?
That is...
Oh, I wrote it down over here. Derp! I gave you that weapon. Free damage. He soaks one of it, however, he only had one hit point left. So you fire up, and it takes out sort of a cheekbone and half part of his face, and he just flops over to the ground dead. His body kind of half hanging in the hole. The other guy looks over at his dead captain and... looks down at you and...
I wink.
Gets super pissed and just attempts to shoot you, but then realizes he did full auto last turn, so he needs to reload. he literally just throws the empty gun down at you like an idiot, and you hear him like running away. Let's see. The lady in the med lab at this point kind of like backs away and raises her arms and says, "Don't kill me! Don't kill me! I surrender! I surrender! The ship's yours! Take everything!"
Should we kill her?
So, what y'all doing now? I mean, we're kind of out of runtime in a way. Wait. She has given up, and the other guy is fleeing somewhere deeper into the ship.
Could I chase after him, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to chase after him. I drop the rifle. I pull out my Mycerium sword.
Okay. I'm going to have you make a dexterity check.
Oh, damn.
As I go through puberty backwards?
Oh, damn.
Oh, guys, I don't know about this.
A success.
A success. I also got a success. So he manages to keep out of your range. Like, you climb up the ladder real quick, just in time to see, like, the back of his leg turning around a corner of the mess hall. So that's round one of the chase. What are y'all doing with the poor defenseless sensor operator?
I mean, can we like tie her up?
Yeah, if you want to. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, what do you guys think? We shouldn't like murder, like...
I mean, can I look up her identification and stuff on the Scoogle and see if I can't figure out if this lady's up standing and just working here trying to support her kids? Or
let's tie her up first.
You're tying her up. I can still Scoogle.
You will have to like go to a planet to get access to those sorts of databases.
Why don't we stick her in a
crowd? It's not something you can do out
there
aren't remote
any active
everywhere.
Bounties on her or anything that I could look up when I run her name, because I got the shit.
Yeah, thing is you need a place to run her name.
Okay.
Can we put her in a like a cryo bed or whatever?
Yeah. Stasis hold?
Stasis hold. Let's just lock her in a stasis hold for now.
Okay. Is anybody going after Jun, who just started chasing this guy?
I feel like one of us should
go. I'll go with
full of holes, so...
I'll go with Jun.
Okay, cool. So we're going to say Jafar and Rebus are taking prisoner back to your ship to throw in the stasis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a long walk back, particularly with somebody who just got shot in the junk. Meanwhile, let's continue the chase. Jun, why don't you make a dexterity check? See if you can catch up.
At a darkest point.
Oh. Gimme.
That is a success.
All right. You are starting to catch up to this individual. You can, if you want to, take a quick shot. As this individual kind of runs around another corner.
All right, I'll pull my accelerator pistol. So quick shot is minus
two. Minus two.
Two. Minus two.
Dice math. Plus one. It's fun and easy until you have to do it.
It's easy on paper.
And I'm in short range, short right?
Yes.
Okay, that cancels it out.
Short range is zero. You're not in close range.
Yeah, but my targeting scope adds the one and then plus the one on my weapon.
Okay. You know what you're doing. Go for it.
That is three successes.
Three successes. All right, what are you doing with those successes?
I'll use one for extra damage, one for crit. Oh, wait, no, I need two for crit. Never mind.
Damage on the accelerator. It's accelerated pistol?
I only need one. So two. It has a crit rating of one.
Crit rating one, yeah.
So I'll use, one for damage, one for crit.
All right, so three damage, doesn't soak, and roll that crit.
That's just a 21.
Broken nose, okay. You shoot the guy in the leg. He stumbles and slips and slams his face down on the mess hall table, smashing his nose. It gives him... stunned for one turn. Then minus two to manipulation.
Oh, no.
All right, so he's stunned. You have free reign. What do you want to do?
Can I go up to him and be like, do you surrender? Or forfeit your life.
Okay. At this point, he happily surrenders because he's almost dead.
All
right. Talking to this like nose, his blood's pouring down his face. Yeah, don't kill me.
Zul, you have some rope? Or zip ties? Tie them up and...
Too bad you didn't have a whip.
I don't have a rope or zip ties. or tape or any sort of gagging material. Can we take his weapon away?
Yeah, we'll disarm him. And
He had a Dura knife.
And then that's all five of the crew, so let's maybe bring him to rejoin the rest of our party.
All right, so you're dragging him down to the stasis hold as well?
Yeah.
Okay, you take these two individuals with their non-fatal wounds, luckily, so you don't have to treat them. And you pack them into your stasis hold and seal them away for now. No more combat.
Now what do we do with them, though?
I think we put them in a escape shuttle, and we cripple it, and then we set it adrift in this shipping area. And then eventually someone might find the shuttle, and then we scuttle this ship. So, we'll let them live, but they'll lose.
Not really. Not really. Let them live.
It's a shipping lane.
Yeah. I mean, there's a chance they'll get found.
Well, isn't there like a beacon on like an escape pod or something?
Yeah, probably to some degree.
Yeah, I mean, we're not gonna disable this escape pod completely, but slow down its engine a little bit, make it so they're not gonna get to the station at the same time we are at.
We could also wait and see if there's bounties on them when we land on a planet.
Oh yeah, I guess we can stick one.
Could be worth more money.
Yeah. All right, I guess we're in there.
Yeah, let's just keep them for now.
Okay,
and we'll find out if they're worth the bounty.
Release them into the wild later.
Yeah. Now they'll know what it feels like to have a price on their head.
All right, so that's the plan with them. Time to start looting the ship. You have a plan for that?
Can I look at what the manifest is on the ship, or do they not have any sort of inventory listed?
They do not. However, a cursory examination indicates that the cargo hold, there's a couple of crates of spare parts. There are several crates filled with food and booze. Like an inordinate amount of booze. The mess hall itself, you can see, this is where you captured this guy, in the mess hall. There are bottles of booze, like, everywhere, most of them empty. You see the remains of very obvious drug use, so you see, like, burnt up pipes and little bags of this and that laying around. But the most astounding thing you find is in the cargo hold, lined up in a row, fucking... fresh out of the factory, five brand-ass new grav bikes. It's like they picked those up right before they left. Not a scratch on them. Each one has its own color scheme.
Oh my god, just like Star Wars. Just like Mandalorian.
Look, all purple.
Those are worth 3,000 bar each, by the way. And I'd like everyone to make an observation check. Individually, please. I'm assuming you're kind of just scouring for anything that you can find, right? You find different stuff. You find booze in, like, the different quarters. You find drugs in the different quarters. You find their kitchen area or their mess hall area stocked with good food.
I want to look for a smuggler stash on this ship.
Okay.
I got one.
All right. Javar.
One.
Jun. Nothing.
One.
Between the three of you, you wander around, and you do eventually find a smuggler's stash. They have the remains of an old arboretum, surprisingly enough, on the roof of the ship that has been cleared out and turned more into what looks to be... there's, you know, pillows on the ground and drug paraphernalia and, like, some bed areas. Looks like it's, like, a little orgy room.
Hot.
And hidden away underneath one of those floors, you find... You pull away this panel and find a stash, a box of 12 filled with 12 grenade launchers, along with an assortment of about 40 grenades. It's like this might have been some other sort of contraband they were perhaps bringing to the moon of whatever the hell it was called. Libelon, probably to, you know, offload there to some of the other people that like to go and do damage.
Nice.
We can get you a full... I'll give you a full list of all the shit that you found, because there's also all their weapons and shit like that, too. But basically, a really brief overview. The booze, drugs, and food come to about 8,000 burr worth. You have 10 ordinary spare parts that are worth 100 burr each. You have the 5 grav bikes worth 3,000 each, and then you have the grenade launchers. And, yeah. And that's what you find. Now, if you do want to actually salvage the ship, there's no rules for this in the book, so I had to make it up. What I'm saying is if you want to make a tech check every 4 hours, as many people as you want can assist in the roll. So from a success, you would get one ordinary spare part per success. And if you get a critical success, you would get, in addition to getting one ordinary spare part per success, you also get an advanced spare part. Because there are a couple of advanced modules here. So if you wanted to salvage, that's how that's going to work. However, remember, that's 4 hours of solid work, so anybody assisting as well will be using that 4 hours, and you do still have to move all of this fucking booty that you just got. So I'll let you decide how long you want to spend doing all this stuff.
How long will it take us to move all the booty?
I don't know. I would say probably about 6 hours if you do it the hard way, unless you come up with some magic way to, like...
So, what if I, like, jury-rigged all their, like, little loaders together and, like, tied everything up and we just, like, open the airlock and let it float into space and into our airlock?
I mean, you could try that.
Can I try it? You want to try that?
So you're saying we lash all of the boxes together, tie it to a loader,
yeah,
and then we're just going to casually open the airlock and coast it right over?
Yeah.
What if I opened the airlock from our ship and got out there on a rope with some sort of, like, I'm assuming we have, like, some sort of winch or pulley, like, cable system, right?
Space. Yeah, there's probably something. I mean, you have a salvage station, so you're probably going to need something to drag stuff in.
So, yeah, we just blast it out into space from their ship and then, like, winch it into ours.
Or just tie it all together, tie it down to their ship, tie a rope from our ship to it, then release it from their ship and just pull it right over into our bay.
Yeah.
And there's no risk of it floating away.
Yeah.
And we'll tie two ropes just in case. All
right. It takes you a couple hours to tie everything. And Rebus, why don't you make a gearhead tech roll?
Gearhead 8.
I'm going to give you the bonus from the salvage station. So plus one or something like that. I'll give you plus one for the salvage station because it gives you some sort of specialty tools to help you with this.
I got one.
All right. Takes about 2 hours to get everything tied up and ready to go, and then you pop both the hangers, lower the ramps to the cargo holds, and then just kind of drag it out. And thanks to the wonderful lack of gravity in space, you're able to drag it into your cargo hold. It's a bit of a jumbled mess. You'll probably have to straighten it out later. A couple of the grab bikes are laying on their side. May have got a couple scratches on them. It's such a shame. Brand new bikes.
Well, I thought we probably would have brought those over individually just to keep the paint fresh.
It'll take you a little longer. Yeah, you have loaded everything that you found into the cargo hold.
She ain't pretty, but she's here.
All right, should we start ripping parts off of this girl?
Yeah, I mean, does anybody else have a technology thing to help me?
I do.
Can I do a tech roll to see if any distress signals are sent out by these guys?
Yeah, I'd call it a datagen to basically bump into their system.
I can also help.
Yes.
Success.
There were no distress signals sent out. Yeah, they were pretty much just hoping that they could kill you and get away.
I will, yes. See.
Oh, you also, for future sake, you find two more torpedoes. If you want to steal those.
Ooh.
They're basic torpedoes. I forgot they didn't get to fire all of them.
Nice.
How does helping work?
You just get, Rebus would get an extra die for each person helping.
So many.
So is, Jafar is not helping?
I am.
You are. Okay, so everybody's working together to salvage. All right, so make your 4 hours roll. See what you get.
There you go. 1, 2.
All right, you managed to go through. There's a lot of damage to this thing. You guys, like, messed it up. The ion cannon in particular blew out a lot of the circuits, so you're forced to kind of get to rudimentary materials. So you manage to scavenge two ordinary spare parts that can be used later to fix your ship. And then you'd have to spend more hours if you want to keep scavenging it away.
That was just 4 hours?
That was 4 hours.
One more?
Yep. Okay. You can do one more, and then you'll have to rest at some point.
I was going to say, I'll go, like, start making food.
Okay.
So one less die there for that second. One less die. That second part.
11. I got 2 again.
All right, 2 more ordinary spare parts. At this point, Jafar, you're finishing up the food. Rebus, Zul, Jun, you guys are exhausted from the last basically 10 hours straight of work right after a hyped up, adrenaline-filled battle. You've locked down the other ship so that nothing accidentally floats out. You've detached your hangar module so that you can, you know, get away if you need to. Walking into the mess hall to the smell of food, and you hear Walter over the comm. We have a visitor. Might want to get up here, Captain.
I'll rush to the bridge.
You rush to the bridge just in time to hear a voice coming over your comms. Man's voice. Look at what we have here. A delicate little flower waiting to be plucked. And it looks like it's 2-for-1 deal today. Oh, don't even try powering up your weapons, little flower. We've already scanned your ship and found you to be severely lacking in anything of quality. And as your ship kind of turns, Welter Wagon, like, turning to face this incoming ship, you see large, it's a class 3 technically, but you can tell there are definitely many extra modules on it. And you see very evident weapons. Just looking at it straight out, you see 2 torpedo tubes and you see 4 large guns on it, not to mention what you don't see. And you, Zul in particular, recognizes this ship. It is a ship known as the Huntress, the flagship of a pirate fleet known as the Iron Chain. It also happened to be the home to that fleet's leader, a woman whom everyone is familiar with. You've all met her at one time, though Zul and Walter have met her on many an occasion, and you've had to deal with her, causing y'all trouble for years. She is a warrior pirate who fancies herself an empress of the void. Her name is Kandake. And as you're sitting there, the view screen comes on, and you see her face staring at you. Well, fancy meeting you all out here in the middle of nowhere. And that's where we're going to end this episode.
You bitch.
What did I do?
I just want to salvage some stuff.
Fuck, we should have just left. First salvage just failed.
Just going to hop onto that other ship and just crash it into her. I'm going to fucking hold on maneuver it.
You're going to Laura Dern it?
I'm going to hold on maneuver it. So bye, guys. Enter, it was nice knowing you.
Enter the nemesis of the crew, Kandake.
Shit.
Stealth module.
I know, we're leaving. We're getting the fuck out of Dodge.
Bye bye.
See ya. Oomph. All right. So there we go. We are done for the night. If you want to check out our social media stuff, we got a Twitter, we got an Instagram, we got a Buy Me a Coffee page. Just do a search for Rollmageddon and you'll find it all. We're the only Rollmageddons out there. I am ending the night with 14.
No.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. I actually have to spend 3 to have her show up.
Ooh.
So I'm ending with 11 darkness points. I forgot. Whatever. There's no way she would have just found you out here randomly unless, you know, the darkness helped her out. So yeah, thank you for listening, and we'll be back again next week, or the week after that, or whenever it happens to happen. I've been Jason, I've been the Game Master.
I've been Jordy, playing Jafar Tilly.
Stevie, as Jin.
Ali as Zul.
And Sam as Rebus.
Good night, sleep tight.
Farewell!
Bye.
Good night, and thank you.
Good night, parting is such sweet sorrow.
Welcome to Rollmageddon, episode 8. I'm not wearing any pants.
Alright, you fuckers, who's ready to die? You fucking trashy pieces of shit pirates. Fucking kill every last fucking one of you.
Sam's already dying.
Rebus, bye, no. Rebus.
It's okay. Walter Wagon will take care of your body in the way that sure Walter does. Will.
Ow! Ow! Ah, I don't feel good! Ah. I feel bad! Ooh. Oh, shit! Ah. Oh, the burns now!
Sort, and Pep's here! It went in effect! Try to push it back! Grooving by day, that. Then at night! Working up a sweat!
I'm an island boy!
Don't you hear music from my heart like I wish you would!
Can we try spinning?
That's a neat trick.
Try a barrel roll?
Yeah.
Do a barrel roll! Do a barrel roll!
Wait,
this one's for Pepe.
We should start OnlyFans where we roll dice and then say seductive things in different celebrity voices. And
ooh, Bobby, massage ear.
I think they ascribe to the Star Trek School of Repairs here, where it's just like, I just need a few more minutes, then I'll fix all of the problems with the fucking reactor core.
Hold on, I'm holding up this little sonic thing to one of the cables in the wall. I fixed it.
Who you been with, woman? That's not my smile.
Fuck you in particular.